coming up on episode number 603. Well, after what seems like a long series of tributes and dedication podcasts to musicians and folks who've left us, it's finally good to come back to an all-request show. And that's what we've got for you tonight, with covers of Jefferson Airplane, Traffic, and for the people who like something a little bit newer, Morrissey. All this and trivia too, it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's August 18th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where you've emailed me, called in, sent messages via Twitter or Facebook, and told me the songs you want to hear on Coverville, and largely I've ignored them. No, I'm just kidding. I've looked them up, found them, gotten them on the show for you, and we got a great lineup of stuff here. Older stuff done in kind of a newer electronic style, newer stuff done in kind of a an acoustic guitar style. A lot of varied performances on tonight's show, and we'll top it all off with Tina and trivia at the end. Let's get things kicked off with a request going out to Dinah. A performance by Tomoyasu Hotai, which, if the name doesn't sound familiar, certainly his big hit sounds familiar, which is Battle Without Honor or Humanity. It was the song used at the beginning of Kill Bill, kind of that instrumental piece that is now used everywhere, both tongue-in-cheek, humor-wise, and some Seth Rogen kind of stuff, and also in commercials we've heard it. Anyway, that's not what I'm going to play for you tonight. I'm going to play another song by the same guy, from the same album, as a matter of fact. The album, 2004's Electric Samurai, The Noble Savage, and that album also includes a cover of Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song. Let's hear it right now. Here's Tomoyasu Hotai.
Oh, Hello, Brian. It's Ben from Wisconsin calling, and I'm just calling with a request for the show that I hope everybody likes. There's an actor by the name of Miles Fisher, and he's just put out an EP that includes as one of the tracks a really cool electropop cover of the Talking Heads song Naive Melody. And you and all the listeners can find it for free on his website, which is milesfisher.com. And on that site, he's also got a video for the song there that recreates a lot of the scenes from the movie American Psycho. And well, the video probably isn't one to tell everyone listening to watch at work or to show to the kids, but it's still worth seeing, especially if you've seen the movie American Psycho. And, of course, I'd love it if you could play the cover of Naive Melody on the show. Anyways, thanks once again, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Home is where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there. I come home, home. She lifted up her wings. Guess that this must be the place. Home did up one test the where I am already. Home did up one test the where I am already. Home did up one test the where I am already. Home did up one test the
Oh.
man, that is brilliant. That is Miles Fisher and his cover of the Talking Heads' Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place. And Ben from Wisconsin, who requested that, said, you can download the song for free from his website, milesfisher.com. Of course, there'll be a link in the show notes. You can also see the video there. And again, like Ben from Wisconsin mentioned, it recreates a lot of the scenes from American Psycho. And it does it brilliantly. I mean, Miles Fisher does it dead on Christian Bale, right down to the faces in the mirror that Christian Bale made in American Psycho, and even the little scene about the kind of business card and the kind of lettering and the kind of raised print and all that stuff. It's absolutely fantastic and absolutely worth checking out on milesfisher.com. And he is an actor. He is probably most notably and most recently famous for doing a dead-on Tom Cruise impersonation in the superhero movie, called Superhero Movie. I think it was a takeoff on Tom Cruise's video, online video that he posted about L. Ron Hubbard. And again, that was just dead on. Does a dead on Tom Cruise, a dead on Christian Bale? I don't know who he's going to go after next. But that's Miles Fisher and Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place. Before that, you heard the Immigrant Song performed by Tomoyasu Hotai from the 2004 album Electric Samurai, The Noble Savage. And again, that's the album that features that great Battle Without Honor or Humanity. And if you don't know the song I'm talking about from that title, then go to Amazon.com or iTunes and listen to the 30-second sample of it, and you'll say, oh, that's Tomoyasu Hotai, of course. Yes, we go way back. Again, Tomoyasu Hotai, an Immigrant Song going out to Dinah. Well, Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com. They are the hosting service that I've used forever, and it's worth it. And you want to know why I've used them forever? First of all, you only pay $6.95 a month. Free setup, no hidden fees, by the way, you're using this kind of site, so we're going to charge extra. No, none of that. And that includes registry of your domain if you don't already have it registered. In addition, you also get unlimited hosting space. Unlimited, folks, that means put everything you want up there and everything tied to your site, and then not worry about, you know, how you're going to fill your 2 gigs or your 4 gigs that they give you. No, it's unlimited. Put everything related to your site up there, podcast files, video files, whatever whatever you put on there for your site. Unlimited file transfer, so you don't have to worry about bandwidth. You don't have to worry about getting to the 23rd of the month and exceeding your bandwidth limit so your site goes down until the 1st of the next month. No, none of that. It's all included. Unlimited file transfer and all sorts of other stuff. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but I'm going to tell you that when it is time for you to sign up for your Bluehost website, please go to coverville.com and click the link in the show notes. It's up there month round. It doesn't just go up when I do these shows. So if you listen to these shows kind of late and you're thinking, well, that link isn't going to be available anymore. Oh no. Oh no, my friend. It's always there on the right side. Bluehost.com takes you right to their site. And when you sign up, using that Coverville link, then I get a little bit of a kickback, and of course that goes right back into the show. So check them out, Bluehost.com, $695 a month for web hosting. All right, well, a citizen from Oakland named Hoon Kim requested this track. I fell in love with it as soon as I heard it. I'm a fan of the Morrissey original that this comes from, and I like the slower acoustic take that this one provides. It's First of the Gang, and it's performed by Z Avi, from her self-titled debut album. Here is First of the Gang.
Stars reflect in the reservoirs, and you have never been in love until you see the dawn rise behind. petty, petty things. And you're standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, first of the gang to die. Oh my, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, first of the gang to die. Oh my, you have never been in love. Seen the sunlight thrown over smashed human bone. We are the pretty, petty things. And you're standing on our streets, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and the first to do time, first of the gang to die. Such a silly boy, where Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand and a bullet in his gullet, and the first lost lad to go under the sod. Stole from the rich and the poor and the not very rich and the very poor. And he stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away. Away. He stole all hearts away. Stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away, away. He stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away. He stole all hearts away.
Dear Mr. Fantasy, originally by Traffic and Steve Winwood. That is Big Sugar from their 1995 album, Dear MF. So kind of a title track, right? That is going out to Rick in North Vancouver, BC. Wanted to hear that one. And a great album, actually. Picked up the entire thing and love it. Big Sugar with their cover of Dear Mr. Fantasy. Before that, Z-A-V-I, not sure how it's pronounced, with First of the Gang, originally by Morrissey. This comes from a brand new self-titled debut album called Z-A-V. A beautiful rendition there of the Morrissey track from the recent, not the most recent, but second to most recent Morrissey album, whose name is escaping me right now, and I can pull it up really quick here. Can't I? Maybe I can't. Where is it? It is The Quarry. You Are the Quarry. Yes. Okay. Excellent. Good use of time. Really quickly want to talk about the Coverville Citizen Program and the Coverville DVDs. If you have not yet become a Coverville Citizen, you can. You can still do that, and you'll be able to do that forever. However, the reason that there's kind of a time limit now is that I'm about to post Show 5, Episode 5, and going to do that probably next week. And when I do that, Show 1 will disappear from the feed. It's only going to have the four most recent episodes of Coverville Bonus Tracks. So if you want, if you're completist and you want every episode, then you might want to jump on right now. Go to coverville.com on the right side, click the Citizens promotional button there, and sign up for your citizenship. You can do a $40 citizenship, which allows you, it's an annual citizenship. $40 gets you the bonus tracks episodes, as well as a DVD collecting the last 100 episodes of Coverville, and a t-shirt, a custom designed t-shirt, which you can now go on to coverville.com and see the lovely Tina posing, posing in the Coverville Citizen t-shirt. Make sure to check that out. Or if you want to just get bonus tracks, you don't really care about the DVD, don't really care about the t-shirt, then there is a less expensive option that still gets you Coverville bonus tracks. Check it out right now at coverville.com, and you'll find the Citizen button on the right side. Also on the right side, you'll find the Coverville DVD button. Now, these do end at the end of this month, but basically it is a way to get episode 1 through 600 of Coverville on a 3-DVD set every single episode, and you can get the later episodes in AAC or MP3 format, whichever you prefer. But that only goes until August 31st, getting that whole set. And if you're a Coverville citizen, you get a discount on the set, or you don't have to be a citizen. You can buy them separately as well. So check that out, coverville.com, and the DVD, Coverville DVD set, is over on the right side. But again, you've only got till August 31st to take advantage of that. All right, that is it. Let's get to the last set of music here. Marcus in Sweden emailed me and said, hey, you know, I was talking with my friends about the Cheers theme, and they said that there's no real good hard rock covers of the Cheers theme. And Marcus said, well, you know, if there is, I know just the guy to find out about it. He emailed me, and of course I jumped right into my library and found what I think is the definitive rock cover of the Cheers theme, where Everybody Knows Your Name, originally by Gary Portnoy. Is that right? Let me pull up my notes here. Yes, Gary Portnoy, and used for the theme for God knows how many years. Here is The Wedding Present and their cover of Where Everybody Knows Your Name. To get away.
when the truth is found to be.
Foot Wave featuring Kristen Hirsch, formerly of Throwing Muses, doing their cover of Somebody to Love. That comes from a free download from their website where you can actually download the entire catalog of 50 Foot Wave, a bunch of a couple of albums, some instrumental tracks, a couple EPs, and some other stuff, which includes that cover of Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love. Before that, oh, I'm sorry, and that one is going out to Alan, who suggested that and gave me a link to where you could download that, which, of course, I've passed on to you in the show notes. Before that, The Weddos, The Wedding Present, with their cover of Where Everybody Knows Your Name. This is a band that really got huge in the early 90s, late 80s. No, I guess early 90s when they came on the scene. Came from Leeds, England, which is where other great bands like Soft Cell and Kaiser Chiefs came from. And that is their cover of Where Everybody Knows Your Name, the theme from Cheers. Going out to Marcus in Sweden. And thank you for your email, Marcus. And before we get to Tina and Trivia, really quickly want to thank some other people for their contributions in the form of 5-star reviews on iTunes. They've gone onto iTunes under Coverville, and where they were presented with a little button that said reviews or add a review, they clicked that button and they added some very nice words and topped it off with a 5-star rating. So big thanks going out to A. Rothman Music, H. Blask, Leotian, L-E-O-T-I-A-N, Leotian, Anthony from Pittsburgh, Not a Canuck, and Brad P. from NJ, who we've met, Tina. We have met Brad P. from NJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
We've met him at the podcast meetups. Brad.
I figure it would have to be.
Yes. Well, that is the lovely voice of Tina, who a lot of people saw for the first time on the Coverville website this last week.
Great.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, yesterday. Yeah, I posted a picture of you posing in your brand new Coverville Citizen t-shirt.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't even get to approve the photo first. so I hope it was good.
Yeah. I guess you didn't know about the nipple.
Right. Or the, you know, the spinach between my teeth.
Right, exactly. Yes, yeah, so there you go. There's where you can find out what the Coverville Citizen t-shirt looks like. And thanks to Tina for posing in that for a photo. You're
Anytime.
Going to Coverville. You're going to Coverville right now on that other computer, aren't you, to look at it? Yeah. Well, Tina's not just here to talk about trivia. And I'm sorry, not to, here to talk about t-shirts. She's here to do some trivia. And before, since we're doing a Musically Challenged, I think it's a good time to mention that Musically Challenged has kind of spun off, has launched a spinoff into its own show. We're still doing it as part of Coverville, and Tina and I will be, but it's also going to be a separate show that's kind of a call-in, wait, don't tell me, rock quiz, spics and specs kind of game show. And if you're already subscribed to this feed, then you're going to get a copy of it tomorrow. Actually, I think I'm only putting this up on the MP3 feed. So if you're on the AAC feed, you know what? I'll put it on both. What the heck? Tomorrow, you'll be getting your sample pilot experimental monstrosity episode of Musically Challenged. And let me know what you think about that. All right, Tina, you
yes.
ready for some trivia?
So, I am.
Sounds like the dog's ready for some trivia. Shaking in the background.
I know.
All right, let's go ahead and get to it.
Hi, guys. This is Roger Klein from Big Spring, Texas. I'm going to play you a quick mashup series of clips from songs, some covers, some originals. For each, you'll need to tell me the name, the artist, and the original artist if it's a cover. There's also an overall theme connecting all the songs. Shouldn't be too hard to get the theme. Some of the songs are dead easy, others a little more obscure. Listen quick, they go fast, just 21 seconds and 7 clips. Feel free to play it several times if you need to. Here you go.
That feeling goes,
you got them all, Tina?
No.
Let's listen to that one more time.
That would be great.
Oop, not far enough.
That feeling goes, you better lie low.
Wow.
Okay, well, some of them seemed familiar.
Yeah.
I think I heard a Frank Sinatra in there.
I think it's Tony Bennett.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, I think I've figured out the theme, but... all right. Well, my guesses, do you have any guesses before I,
well, I didn't write things down.
Okay.
So right. I don't know where we go from here.
Okay,
I guess
well,
just play stuff.
I'll tell you my guesses. How's that?
Okay.
The first one,
is he going to play them individually?
Yeah, probably. Well, no, he's going to play the answers, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. The first one is a cover of 99 Red Balloons and it sounds like Goldfinger. But I don't think it is based on what the other ones are. The second one is definitely Blondie, definitely
yeah.
Debbie Harry,
yep.
But I can't place the song. Third one is the Beatles' Yellow Submarine.
Yep.
The fourth one I'm not sure of. The fifth one sounds like a cover of Styx.
I know, I was thinking either Styx or like Survivor.
Survivor, yeah. Yeah, it could be a cover of Survivor, Eye of the
yeah.
Tiger. The sixth one is Tony Bennett. And I don't know the seventh
one. And I think
one.
It's Frank Sinatra.
Okay. Now, the theme that I'm thinking is that the bands or artists all begin with B. So Blondie, Beatles, Bennett,
oh.
If it's Tony Bennett. But I don't know. I
oh.
mean, that's based on
well, if with that theory, I'd go with Tony
yeah,
Bennett
but, I mean, that's,
as well.
That's 3 of 7 that I was able to figure out. So don't take my word for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we'll figure it out as we start hearing the answers.
Well, what do you think? Did you get them? Here are your answers. So if you want one more shot, now's the time to rewind. The first one is 99 Red Balloons, originally by Nina, covered here by Goldfinger.
Oh, it was Goldfinger. Okay.
Next we have Orange, the original version by 10,000 Maniacs.
Okay, well, do you want to take a stab at the theme? If it's 99 Red Balloons and Orange by 10,000 Maniacs?
Yes, that would be Colors.
I think so. Yes. All right, so we might be you might be red on your Frank Sinatra.
The third clip, of course, is from Yellow Submarine, the original Beatles version.
So we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves.
The fourth is from the Village Green Preservation Society, originally by the Kinks. This is Kate Rusby's version.
Oh, yeah.
God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties, preserving the old ways from being abused, protecting the new ways for me and for you.
Fifth was Blue Collar Man, original by Styx.
Give me a chance to survive.
Good call on that.
Thanks. Yeah, I recognized the song, but I couldn't pull out that it was Blue Collar Man. I could probably sing it for you. Do no 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 no.
I had to reach back away.
Yeah, now you know it, right?
Yep.
Now that you hear that part, yep.
Yep.
For the sixth clip, Mood Indigo, originally by Duke Ellington, performed here by Tony Bennett.
You ain't been blue till you've had that mood in the road.
And finally, we have another original, Violet Hill by Coldplay.
No, it's not just Colors, it's the rainbow. It's Roy G. Biv.
Oh, that's too funny. I almost said, like, yeah. I almost said, oh, or like the rainbow, but
that's
never mind.
Awesome.
Because I doubt they were doing, you know, teal.
Right.
For color. That's funny.
Very good.
You got the theme, right? Of course, it was the colors of the rainbow. Each song title had a color of the spectrum in order. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Hope you had fun with this colorful little musically challenged, and keep up the good work. We'll be listening.
Thank you, Roger.
I like that pun.
Yes, very cool. Thank you. That was great, Roger. Nice job. Boy, I should have gotten that Kate Rusby Village Green Preservation Society.
I know. No cake for you tonight.
No cake for me. That's right. All right. Well, with that, we are going to close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, much like you heard Ben from Wisconsin do, 206-222-COVER. Also, if you have an iPhone, there's a new voice recording app that's part of the 3.0 software. You'll find it right on the, well, you'll usually find it right on the home screen. It gets installed on there. Really cool thing about it is you can record yourself making a request and then email it right from the application, and it sounds 100 times better than a phone call. So take advantage of that. Use it. Use it. Love it. Live it. And you can also join the forums or show note commentary, which you'll find at coverville.com. Also a place there where you can rate the songs you heard on this episode. Download older shows. Every single old show is available as an individual download if you like. So check all that out at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with another Cover Story edition. I don't think I've got anything lined up, although a few things that have come in recently that might make it. Rick Springfield's got a birthday coming up. Well, we'll have to see about that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbitt saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Did I say that just about covers it for tonight? I don't know if I did. But anyway.
I think you did.
Coverville Media. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. And bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly. CacheFly.com.